Unit 3. How do we see the world? In 1842, when the Qing Dynasty was defeated in the Opium War, Hong Kong became a colony of the UK. Thereafter, Hong Kong was not allowed to elect a leader. The 1984 Joint Declaration between China and the UK stated that Hong Kong would maintain its capitalism and lifestyle for 50 years. Under a policy called One Country with Two Systems, people in Hong Kong enjoyed the freedom of a capitalist economy while also thriving as an international center of trade and finance in Asia. Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997, ending about 150 years of British rule. Over time, dissatisfaction from not having a democratic election grew, and in 2014 led to the Umbrella Movement protests against China. Although the movement failed, in 2019, a large-scale demonstration of more than 100,000 people was held, with the goal of independence. As a result, Chinese President Xi Jinping adopted a national security law to control Hong Kong and arrested many people. China doesn't want to lose any territory and needs Hong Kong because movement of capital and financing is easy there. It also helps with foreign trade to avoid tariffs on China's products when manufacturing labels are changed from China to Hong Kong.